Now, we're standing here in the forest in Yarmouth, but even though we're relatively close to the road, we're still in tick habitat. What does the tick population look like to you with a forecast for this year?
Catherine, I'm glad you're standing in the middle of the path now, because as soon as you get off the edge of this path, everywhere you see leaf litter and other vegetation, there are nymph stage ticks down in there just waiting for you to brush by them. They'll attach to your shoes and then start crawling up looking for a place to dine. That nymph stage tick is extremely important. It is the stage that's responsible for most cases of tick-borne diseases. In fact, that nymph stage tick that will be with us now until early August is responsible for 85% of all tick-borne illnesses. And they are the size of a poppy seed. And the headline here, it's not just about Lyme disease anymore. We're up to 5 different pathogens we know of that air ticks are associated with. The other tick you talked about, we found Lone Star ticks established in Sandy Neck Beach Park. And last fall, I found them established in West Falmouth along the Shining Sea bike trail. So they were probably introduced by migratory birds, and I suspect they're now being moved around the Cape and redistributed by our friends the wild turkeys, which we have a few of.
And these Lone Star ticks too, I mean, if you're walking by or riding by grass, they can find you, right?
Exactly. They are an aggressive biter. They have great vision, and if they see you, they will run after you. And they're actually pretty fast. I've witnessed this personally in the field. And while they don't vector the pathogens that cause Lyme, they've got their own associated diseases that we're hoping to assess in the tick population. We haven't found anything yet. We're going to do a lot more collecting this summer. The real joker in the deck here is that the bite of a Lone Star tick can trigger an allergy to red meat consumption, and that can range from hives all the way to anaphylactic shock.
And what kinds of prevention are best if you're going to be outside enjoying the bike path or any nature paths or even just doing some yard work?
My go-to personal protection tactic is permethrin-treated clothing and footwear. And treating footwear is mission critical because that's where the nymph stage ticks first attach. I treat my pants and it lasts through 6 washings. And what I found in my initial research on this product is that if a tick is exposed to permethrin for 60 seconds, on average that tick will be dead in 9 minutes.
And that's Barnstable County entomologist Larry Dapsis. Thanks, Larry.